with Effingham Radio News. This is Vanessa Torres. On the line with me today, I have Joey Keyes from the Better Business Bureau. How are you doing today, Joey?
I'm good, Vanessa. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm glad to have you on the line today. I saw recently that you guys released a warning about pet scammers. Can you give me some information on that?
Yeah, what we found with these online pet scammers, it's not just an isolated event. It looks like it's a ongoing and very sophisticated fraud that's all over the internet, and they utilize hundreds of phony websites and photos of animals that aren't really available, and they're stolen from internet and international thieves. And it's all focused on one thing, to get you to pay up money for a pet that's not going to arrive at your house when you think it's going to.
Right. What are some examples of some of the websites that have been used?
I don't know if I have any examples of actual websites.
Would you say that Craigslist and maybe the Facebook Marketplace are some of the ways that they do some of these scams?
Yeah, a lot of them would be like online marketplaces. You know, classified ads on online classified ads. That's another place you'd be careful of. If places where you can't actually visit the puppy, there was not a local puppy, you know, a local dealer or local pet store.
Right.
That's where you want to be careful with when you can't actually see the puppy for yourself. You want to use extra precautions.
With that being said, I know that people have lost quite a bit of money by falling for these scams. How much would you say financially they have lost in the past few years?
We've seen anywhere from $100 to $1,000 to each of the thieves. So it really estimates. It really varies. But we're thinking it looks in probably the tens of thousands of consumers it's affected.
One thing that I am also really curious about is that consumers are always constantly looking to maybe buy or adopt a pet online. What are some red flags that they should look into whenever they are going online to do that?
Some of the red flags is the thieves, they want to correspond by email, text message, or by phone. Usually when you request to meet the seller before payment, they don't want to meet you. So that's a big thing. They may ask for additional payments in addition to just a deposit. They may want something like insurance fee as far as like when shipping goes.
Okay.
Also, what we've seen is a lot of the scams that they originate out of West African country of Cameroon, and then they use workers in the U.S. to pick up wire money payments that are sent through Western Union or MoneyGram. So it's funds that can't be traced pretty much. So that's what they're wanting to do is, you know, use funds that can't be traced, not actually going to not using a personal check and address. So be careful with anything that is requesting MoneyGrams and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome.
All right, with Effingham Radio News, this is Vanessa Torres.